This Father's Day at Lowe's, score free gifts for the greatest dad. Right now, get a free Blackstone 8-piece accessory kit when you buy a Blackstone 28-inch griddle. Plus, get two free select Craftsman V20 tools when you buy an RP brushless drill and impact driver combo kit. Shop these deals and more this Father's Day at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 6/15 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1-pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to aero hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com, Upwork.com.
The Midday News is live on Joy 99.7 FM and Hits 103.9 FM here in Accra. We are on Love 99.5 FM in Kumasi and around the world on myjoyonline.com. We're also live in all 16 regions of Ghana via various affiliates, live on X Spaces, on Facebook, and on YouTube. The Midday News is supported by Petrosol Platinum Energy, energizing dreams. This afternoon, Ghana launches major crackdown on illegal migration as Immigration Service rounds up hundreds of undocumented migrants in Accra.
Food has become a problem for us. Our husbands and relatives have been killed, and we can no longer stay in our country. We are here only to find something to eat, nothing more.
Also in this bulletin, ECG to face Parliament Energy Committee with questions over recent missing containers and power outages expected to take center stage. We'll take you live to the Pedrasi Valley Resort, where the Energy Committee of Parliament is camping and interrogating matters in the energy sector. And then later, banned sangria alcoholic drink is still widely available in drinking bars and in provision shops, nearly 2 months after the FDA recall over safety concerns.
Be a tunnel crates 135. You are not buying the 210, 200 CDs. That's the.
And in sports,
women's football takes center stage this weekend with grand finals in the Premier League and FA Cup.
Also, special payroll verification audits by the Auditor General reveals University of Ghana as the biggest culprit in overstating salaries. Details as the AG blocks as much as 59 million in overstated salary claims from the university. Again, we'll tell you in today's edition of our series titled Celebrating Motherhood, we'll focus on a woman whose dream saved her children after considering suicide.
I wanted to take my life and take theirs too. The moment I slept, I dreamt that I had given medicine to them and they were struggling.
And that's coming up in today's edition of a series titled Celebrating Motherhood. These and many stories coming up with me, Sweetie Abochi. Do stay. This This is Joy News. Independent, fearless, and credible. This afternoon, Ghana has launched a major crackdown on illegal migration as the Immigration Service rounds up hundreds of undocumented migrants in Accra. The migrants include women, children, and men believed to have migrated from neighboring countries and begging on the streets of Accra. My colleague, Maxwell Aklobotu, had witnessed the operation and now reports.
We are at the Obechebe Lamte interchange where the Ghana Immigration Service has conveyed quite some number of immigrants in the country. According to them, they said they are trying to remove the beggars from the street. And then if you can see, the Ghana Immigration Service bus is behind me right now, taking them to the headquarters.
Finding food has become a problem for us. Our husbands and relatives have been killed, and we can no longer stay in our country. We are here only to find something to eat, nothing more.
We also have some Ghanaians that are expressing appreciation to the government and the Ghana Immigration Service for the exercise.
And
spending entire day begging for money. They refuse to do any work for themselves. Even our Ghanaian mothers sell water to earn a living. If we're willing to sell water or do any kind of work, we wouldn't have a problem with them. We are truly grateful to the government and the Immigration Service for their efforts.
Reporting for Joy News, Maxwell Aklobotu.
Well, let's engage a lawyer, Kweku Pencil. He joins me on phone now to get more details on this. First of all, I want to understand what major laws are backing this crackdown.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Pencil. Thank you for joining us. You're live on the Midday News. I want to understand what laws are backing this major crackdown on illegal migration in Ghana right now.
Number one, every country has got laws that regulate how foreigners will live in the East Territory. And in the case of what is going on, we have what you call the ECOWAS protocol or the movement of people within the ECOWAS region. Speaking on the top of my mind, I've not had a opportunity to look at the protocol, but look at the top of my mind. The law permits each our citizen of any ECOWAS country to live in the territory of another ECOWAS country for a period of 6 months without a visa. Every period beyond that becomes illegal, which means that a period after the 6 months must be regularized or legalized. And this can only be done through protocols that have been set up by immigration services. But what we know generally is that in the peculiar case of the normal movement of people, we say in each other's country, don't forget the history of this one, the time that Nigeria became an economic superpower, almost about one third of Ghanaians were to live there, and we know what eventually happened, not once, twice, or at other times. And I think this is what is going on now. So if I understand, the immigration services are trying to enforce the ECOWAS protocol itself through raiding these people who have exceeded their immigration status in Ghana.
Well, like you just said, these people are on our streets. They're fast becoming a nuisance, if you will, because of the way they crowd in our streets. So exactly what are we doing wrong or right now?
I think in the first place, I mean, free movement of people or the ability to stay in another country is subject to your complying with the laws and regulations of the country. So that in the case of these people who are on the streets and who are begging for money and so on, that activity is itself illegal. The freedom to live or to stay in another territory does not permit you to engage in any illegality. So I can say for certain that even Ghanaians are not allowed to beg on the roads or on the streets. Honestly, I cannot quote you the exact statute, but we have laws on all of these matters. So these people, they come to this country, they live as anyhow, without any length of time, and they engage in activities too, which are prohibited by the law. So this, as you borrow a typical Ghanaian, it's almost silence.
All right, thank you so much, Mr. Painter. He's a lawyer, legal practitioner, helping us put in perspective the crackdown on illegal migration by the Immigration Service. Moving on, the Electricity Company of Ghana this afternoon is expected to brief Parliament Energy Committee on a wide array of issues affecting its operations. The recent scandal of missing containers, the recent power outages, is expected to take center stage after the Energy Minister yesterday painted a dark story of the sector. Now let's take you live to Pedua State Valley Resort, where our parliamentary affairs correspondent Kweku Asante is there for us. Kweku, first, before ECG, we understand VRA and WIPA authority have taken turns before the committee, and this has been in camera. What have you learnt about these discussions?
Well, Christiana, when it comes to the work of these two power generators, they are very crucial to the operation of the of Ghana's energy space. They are state-owned, and Electricity Company of Ghana, we know, owes them millions of money, and they've been complaining in the past that they have not been paid, and the ECG have been prioritizing certain IPPs. So we understand some of these concerns have come out quite strongly. Very shortly, we understand the VRA will also be taking questions, particularly on the recent spillage of the Akosimodam that led to the destruction of properties in the Volta region. That is going to be center stage in these interrogations, and that questioning that will come up at that energy committee meeting. So these two bodies are also going to take support from government. We know that there are plans to actually sell some of the assets of some of these two organizations that were mooted under the previous government. Is this something that the new government is interested in? All of this coming up right into in the meetings that are currently being held behind the door.
Right. And Kweku, please reposition while you answer this question for me. The ECG will follow. And what's expected to be the key program for them today?
So, for example, to the main thing for ECG is the current power outage. Members of Parliament are concerned, right from yesterday, the questions that went to the Energy Minister, and even the remarks of the Energy Minister himself, admitting that we have a situation with the energy space. And so the Minister is expected to lead this ECG delegation to answer questions to the Energy Committee. What exactly is the situation? You know, ECG is trying to undertake a nationwide transformer replacement exercise. Is that partly attributable to the current power challenges that we are facing, but also all these IPPs that are in debt? How exactly is ECG intending to pay them? So that is interesting. But secondly, also, the new government plan to actually privatize the distribution part of ECG is going to come up. We haven't heard from ECG on that matter officially. Today, when they do take their turn before the committee, and we are told the media will be allowed into those deliberations, we'll get to hear for the first time from ECG what they made of the plan to privatize the distribution and the revenue collection part of their business.
So all this will be wrapped up today?
Yes, the understanding is that all this will be done today. We expect that tomorrow, Imani Africa will also come before the committee to give some private sector perspective for a think tank. What do they make of the current challenges in the energy space, and what do they think the key issue should be in terms of getting Ghana to a point where we are energy sustainable?
Kweku, our parliamentary affairs correspondent there, Bismarck Kweku Asante. In other stories, President John Dramani Mahama has announced that under the Big Push Infrastructure Program, contractors will receive payments within 2 weeks of submitting their payment certificates. According to him, the finance minister, Dr. Kesela Sofosen, has given him that assurance. Speaking during his Upper West Thank You Tour, he said no contractor will have the excuse that they have not been paid. The Big Push initiative targets massive investment in infrastructure projects across Ghana. Here's more.
Work will begin very soon. In a few months, you see contractors on all these roads because the money has been provided in the budget. This year, we set aside 14 billion Ghana cedis for the Big Push. Finance Minister has assured me that all the contractors will get 15% mobilization to be able to mobilize to site. And he has also assured me that any contractor on the Big Push projects who presents his certificate for payment will be paid within 2 weeks of presentation of the certificate. So no contractor will have the excuse that he has not been paid. And so we want to see work continuing as soon as the contract is awarded.
But the president also revealed that a new expressway will be constructed to enable travelers to journey from Accra to Kumasi in just 2.5 hours instead of the current travel time. He said cabinet will soon approve projects under the Big Push initiative that prioritizes the dualization of the Accra-Takrade, Accra-Kumasi and Accra-Plau highways.
Cabinet will soon approve priority projects under the Big Push infrastructural program. Understandably, a significant number of these priority projects will be in the road sector. These works include the dualization of major highways, including the Accra-Kumasi, Accra-Takrade, Accra-Flawo roads. We'll also tackle major bridges such as the Dambai Bridge, the Chiamanfrom Bridge, rehabilitation of the Bipe Bridge, Daboya Bridge and Yape Bridges. We're also designing a new expressway between Accra and Kumasi.
Well, on to other stories. Nearly 2 months after the FDA ordered a recall over safety concerns, the banned Grand Chateau Sangria Fort is still being sold. Joy News checks reveal pubs, bars and even provision shops continue to stock the unregistered drink. Joy News' Mamavi Sefakote has more.
Despite a recall and safety warning from the Food and Drugs Authority, Grand Chateau Sangria Fort remains widely available in shops and pubs across Accra. The FDA had ordered a market withdrawal in March, citing violation of the Public Health Act due to lack of registration. The product's packaging, resembling children's juice boxes, poses a risk of accidental alcohol consumption, particularly among children.
Beer at all, no, crates 135. You are not buying the 210, 200 cedis. That's the large one. And then the mini one is 300 cedis. So how much are we going to sell it? And now my motor, so they are complaining. And when you are buying it, I think we don't have problem. They are attaching stuff to it. If you don't buy this, you won't get this. And it's a management, no, it's difficult. MIA. And now they ain't, you know, $5, $7, $10, $10. But by Sunday side, we are not getting it for Sunday surprise, you know, to come down for us to get my customers in the
Sangria
and Crofoto. They buy it. That one and then the coffee rum, it moves. By bagging is for staff, you know. Then to Niamano.
The FDA promised a straighter enforcement in its recall statement. But the continued presence of sangria on the market points to a worrying gap in the compliance and regulatory oversight. Mamavi Sefakote, Joy News.
So let's stay on the FDA and contraband because it says it is set to crack down on the illegal importation and sale of illicit drugs in the Ashanti region. Regional Director John Laye Odeitete says the authority, in collaboration with other agencies, will launch street operations targeting tramadol, red and other opioids. Speaking at an anti-opioid forum in Kumasi, he said the move aims to curb abuse and preserve the drugs for legitimate medical use.
We clamp down on the misuse and the illegal importation of such medicines. It must be stated clearly that tramadol is not a poisonous product or banned, just that the misuse and the fact that some come in illegally and for that matter are not registered.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to aero hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
Said with the authority is what we are drumming home. Currently, the lower strengths like 50 and 100 milligram strengths are registered, and specific brands are also registered. So those that are above 100 milligrams are not supposed to come in. And that is what we are doing together with the relevant agencies to ensure that the youth of the nation who have taken upon themselves to, as it were, misuse or abuse these medicines, stay away from it. We are trying to prevent the recreational use so that it is medically available for use for the appropriate ailments to be addressed.
You're still listening to the Midday News on Joy 99.7 FM, and we'll take a short break now. When we return, we'll bring you that story on the special payroll verification audits by the Auditor General, which reveals University of Ghana as the biggest culprit in overstating salaries. And we'll also bring you the latest edition in our series celebrating motherhood, and we'll tell you the story of Madame Hisema, who's vowed never to consider suicide as an option in ending what she called a troubled life.
I wanted to take my life and take theirs too. The moment I slept, I dreamt that I had given medicine to them and they were struggling.
When budgets are tight and money difficult to come by, you want to be sure you get the best value for your money. These are not times to be spending money fixing expensive engine problems because of cheap fuel and lubricants. Drive to a petrol source station today and buy your quality fuel and lubricants, and rest assured of fuel that lasts long and lubricants that prevent expensive engine problems. Hear the sound. Petrosol, clean fuel in full quantity.
When I wake up in the morning, I brush my teeth with Kel Charcoal Toothpaste. This gives me confidence all day.
Anytime you meet Ama, don't be surprised I smile showing my beautiful white teeth, because I don't have cavity thanks to Kel Charcoal Toothpaste for its natural charcoal properties. In fact, we are like twins. I can't go without my Kel Charcoal Toothpaste.
That'd be why I use Kel Charcoal Toothpaste morning and night when I go bed safe. It'll make my teeth white where it'll come out every scent from my mouth inside. My confidence level they go up, so I they show my 32 teeth all.
Introducing the Kel Charcoal Toothpaste, formulated with activated bamboo charcoal powder, ensures whiter teeth and removes bad breath. The strong natural property of the activated bamboo charcoal removes bacteria, absorbs surface stains on our teeth caused by coffee, wines, and tobacco. Welcome, Kel Charcoal Toothpaste. Kel Charcoal Toothpaste. Sankofa Yenchi.
Kel. Happy smile.
This advert is FDA approved.
Hey, DNA sir. And your stay salt concentrate fabric softener. I was such a move. Yes, send this baby it's an hour che. New it's an hour che. No be a baby some was some demon in our say. DNA Huam say. Fair quay, yes, sim be our CCS one tarry. Use a stay soft and new it's an hour che. Nani boss to tap from cra. A fabric softener. And yes, say sir. Choose to stay soft. No who's a say no. FDID a dreading crowd to yatu.
Welcome back. This is Joy News, independent, fearless, and credible. Continuing with the bulletin, the University of Ghana has been cited as the biggest offender in salary overstatement, according to the Auditor General's latest payroll verification audit. Of the 86.86 million Ghana cedis saved from inflated claims across ministries, departments, and agencies, UG alone accounted for 59.2 million cedis, 68% of total savings. The audits compared institutions' compensation claims with verified payments and flagged significant discrepancies, most of which occurred in the 2024 election year. My colleague Collins from Pong joins me in studio. Collins, tell us more about this report.
So the report covers financial recoveries based on the Auditor General's findings from 2020 to 2023. It also includes disallowances and savings from payroll verification exercises up to December 31, 2024. Overall, 12.7 billion Ghana cedis was recovered. That's just about 32.6% of the total 38.9 billion Ghana cedis flagged for recovery. On payroll savings specifically, the Auditor General reports a total savings of 86.86 million Ghana cedis.
Interesting figures there. Now, we understand most of the payroll issues came from the University of Ghana. Can you confirm that?
Yes. So the report singles out the University of Ghana. Between 2022 and 2024, the university submitted employee compensation claims totaling 1.09 billion Ghana cedis. But after payroll audits, only 1.03 billion Ghana cedis was satisfied for payments. That means 59.24 million Ghana cedis was saved. And that alone accounts for 68.2% of the total payroll savings across all government institutions.
So tell us how that saving breaks down, the breakdown by year.
In 2022, the savings stood at 14.26 million Ghana cedis. It was 13.8 million Ghana cedis in 2023, and then it jumped significantly in 2024, an election year, to 31.1 million Ghana cedis.
Thank you so much, Colin Springpoint. Now let's engage the man who just fixed my hair. Mumbak, what's happening in sports?
Sweet, sweetie. So yeah, women's football is set for a thrilling weekend as two major titles will be decided at the University of Ghana Stadium. The FA Cup and the Premier League finals will both be played on Sunday. Lawrence Bedu has more.
Faith Ladies will be looking to put their relegation behind them and end the season with a trophy against Jonina Ladies, who are also chasing a strong finish to the 2024-25 season. The two teams face off in the FA Cup final, which is slated for a 3 p.m. kickoff. And at 6 p.m., Ampemdakwa Ladies will hope for a fifth Premier League title when they come up against first-timers Police Ladies. Aside the ultimate, the two teams are also chasing the spot to represent Ghana at the WAFU-B Champions League later this year.
So that's my colleague there, Lawrence Bade. So, sweetie, let's meet on Sunday at the University of Ghana Stadium so that I can fix your hair better.
Thank you so much. I want to bring you the latest installment of our series celebrating motherhood. And my colleague Hannah Odame is on the beat today. And we are talking about mothers who silently pray and gather strength for each new day. Hisema Enin Donko is one of such. She's endured pain and embraced joy through marriage, parenting, and in her career. In today's series of celebrating motherhood, Hannah Odame shares her story. Here's that report.
After a painful separation from her husband, Hisema Enin Donko found herself in a difficult situation. With three young boys to cater for, she knew she had to take action that could put food on the table.
I sell shirts, and I do piano tuition, and then I braid also.
The strain on her once made her to think of ending it all through suicide.
I tried to kill myself. I was pregnant. What I was going through at that moment, I said, why? Then let me end my life and then it will be. And I didn't also want to leave my boys behind. So I wanted to take my life and take theirs too. So I was just planning. The moment I slept, I dreamt that I had given medicine to them and they were struggling. Then I heard a voice in the dream that I have plans for your life. What you are going through, you have to go through. So just keep quiet. And then I was awake. I sighed. But I can say, by grace, I am alive. I am not there yet. But gradually, God is doing what he has promised.
Today, Hisema is a beacon of hope, reminding others that even in the darkest moments, there is always a way forward. Her children, who are so proud of her, captures it best.
I love my mother very much because she does a lot of different jobs, different things just to cater for us. And she makes sure that every morning we read our scriptures before we get out.
I love my mother very much because she's a kind and gentle woman and we will make her proud.
Madame Hisema also has her own dream, one she holds dearly, but wants to ensure her children fulfill theirs first.
I want to become a gospel superstar.
Madame Hisema wants other women navigating life's challenges to remember they are not alone.
Mothers, we go through a lot, but just pray to God. Do your part. Never ever dream of killing yourself. God has a plan for your life. You will die before you realize,
This is what God has for me. God bless you.
For Joy News, I am Hannah Odami.
That series continues next week. I want to take advantage and say hello to Grace Soga, my mama. How are you doing? And that takes us into the trends. The two prettiest dark-skinned ladies in the studio with me, Jackie Atu and Adobia. Adobia is for Benedicta. Oh. What's in the trends?
Why are you mentioning people's English names?
Because people call me Christiana, so let's go.
Well, we did a story on the immigration.
Right.
It's trending on social media. A lot of people talking about this issue. Let me read a couple of comments. So Godfrey said that, where did they pass to enter the country in the first place? I saw that question about 50 times throughout my timeline. People asking questions as to how they came into Ghana in the first place. Sweetie, do you know?
No. Oh, but it's almost like magic.
Now that they are being, taken out, they will check all those things, right?
Pretty sure we'll get answers to that. And also, Jeffrey says that cleaning up the streets is important, but the focus shouldn't be on arresting vulnerable people. What systems are in place to handle the root issues of poverty, trafficking, and poor border control? Arrest alone won't solve a deeper societal problem. Now, this last comment is actually interesting. Lechi says that, what's the end goal here? Aren't they supposed to be the needy? Sami Jinfi should be helping with this.
Hey, people.
I'm surprised
that comment.
So, a lot of comments on the immigration issue on social media. But then away from that,
Blacko is also trending. He released his latest album, that's Iron Boy, on April 3rd.